Hello, welcome to the One of One podcast presented by 101 Pieces Publishing. It's me, Anthony Milton, A.R. Milton, if you're here because you read my books. Want to thank y'all for joining me again for another week. As promised, we're continuing on with the A.R. augmented reality short story this week with A.R. Part 3. Of Many Nations, VTE Log File 3. We will get into that in a little bit. But first off, just want to say what's up. Hope everybody is having a great week whenever you're listening to this. And if you're able to listen to this, trust me, you're having a better time than what could be. Just leave it at that. So, just want to say a quick update. I have a confirmed signing at Barnes & Noble February 22nd at the Alexandria location of Potomac Yard, specifically. When that date gets closer next week, I'll drop the link or possibly an address in the show notes or something. I also was able to restock my books over at an independent bookstore in Washington, D.C. called Politics and Prose. So if you guys would like to support, please. The book is available and I actually signed the copies there. So if you want to support an independent bookstore, look them up. And you can order online if you're not local. And you'll get a signed copy of Axiom, A Cardinal Wood Story. So that'd be awesome. Support me that way. Supporting two businesses. Look at that. And you get something that lasts a lifetime. A creative piece of work. So appreciate it. And a little recap of the story from last week and where we left off. We have our one of our main characters, Karina Santos, who in earlier chapters was a professed lieutenant to Alex, whom she saved out of the incompatible camp. But now we are finding out she was not that, and she lived the life of a converted citizen. So, hey, what's going on here? We're about to find out. Now, get ready for AR Part 3 of Many Nations, VTE Log File 3. The vine along the wall hung above invasive grass protruding through the cement under Karina's feet. Thick shadows clung to the alley's corridor as gold flakes of a crystallized substance relaxed atop the overgrown weeds like morning dew. Unlike dust particles associated with pollen, this material reminded Karina of clusters of crusted over honey. She walked along the dark narrow path. A trail of grass matted down from constant use guided her forward. She felt like an explorer heading into the depths of an unknown country, one where previous travelers thought to be a myth, found it but failed to return and share the good news, or present the lost treasure to their loved ones. The golden mini clusters popped under her feet, wheezing out pockets of air as she moved. They sounded like bubble wrap being trampled under a toddler's toes. A brief curiosity crossed her mind. What sound the substance would have made if the grenade-sized cluster she saw in the hands of the stranger earlier this morning had been crushed? Then she guessed it probably wouldn't just make a sound at all, and cut off the moment of wonder before it turned into worry, with a shake of her head and moved on. Childlike laughter chimed between the walls of her skull. Karina's eyes bounced around, searching for a kid hiding in the shadows, but deep down she had a sense that no one was there. The skull crust feeding the plants despite the conversion signal is fertilizing lost corners in my mind too, Karina thought. The loosening grip of the EIE not only brought self-reflection, but also retrospection as Karina listened with ears attached to the human spirit and found a memory. Pre-conversion, Karina found herself at work on a Sunday. Already stressed, weight was added to the heavy task at hand because of an urgent request made by her loving parents over the phone.
Por favor, Karina. Your dad is taking me to one of those lunches on the ferry, and we can't be late. Can you please pick up your brother?
Annabelle, Karina's mother asked softly in a persuasive cadence. Moments of silence separated mother and daughter, while Karina considered the magnitude of the request. Labels on her scales read, matters of life and patience rather than life and death, in order to go pick up her younger brother up from a play rehearsal at the church her parents attended. The thought of unconditional love being put to the test while at the doorsteps of a personal breakthrough almost caused Karina to chuckle aloud in a sarcastic panic.
There's supposed to be a live band there too. Oh, I'm so excited.
Annabelle continued through the silence, lathering on sweetener to guide her daughter towards the proper answer.
Sure, Mom. I'll pick him up when I leave for lunch, though.
Karina responded with the phone pressed against her ear as she looked through the lens of a microscope. So I may be early or late, depending on how long the rehearsal is. And he's coming back to work with me until I decide to leave.
Oh, that's perfect. Stop and grab him a burger and some fries. He'll love that. Thanks again, mi amor.
Karina rolled her eyes, silently telegraphing objections across the phone line.
I can go for a burger and fries myself, Karina answered, feigning a smile before the exchange of the mutual love yous that ended the call.
The rest of that day in the past played in her head as she moved along the bush-covered path. Sparkles from the golden mineral frosted atop the plants danced under the sun, reminiscent of the shimmer radiating from her brother's face while running down the church steps once he recognized who his chauffeur turned out to be as a sleek black BMW pulled into the pickup lane.
Can we go see a movie?
Javier blurted out in excitement before he settled in the back seat wearing an ocean blue Oxford and khakis. After fastening his seatbelt, his legs fluttered and twisted above the car floor, waiting for an answer.
Sorry, Jellybean. Sis has work to do.
We can grab a burger from Patty's first, though, Karina said, watching her little brother's face shift from the rearview mirror. Ignoring the rejection, the smile engraved on his face was upheld by the sound of the nickname given to him by his sister, which acknowledged how he looked in the bright colors of his wardrobe and the implication of his favorite meal, Patty's Burgers and Fries.
Can I get a large patty burger and chili fries?
Mom and Dad always says that's too much food, Javier asked, swinging his feet back and forth.
You can get whatever you want, kid. Just don't spill it, Karina said, watching his smile through the rear view one more time.
So what play were y'all rehearsing? Karina asked, filling the silence in between their destinations.
One for Easter, Javier answered, watching the road pass from his window.
That shouldn't take long, right? It's when Jesus dies, isn't it? Karina asked with a sarcastic glazed memory, free from her parents' religion and the Sunday school teachings that came with it. Javier shifted his head, locking eyes with Karina from the rear view at a red light.
Well, that's the point of the play. He didn't stay dead.
Karina smiled, an ignorant response sprouted on the tip of her tongue. Prove it. But she didn't feel the need to let her seasoned skepticism, which led her into her profession, smash her brother's childlike faith into pieces. So she kept quiet. Javier continued with an as a matter of fact tone commonly associated with prepubescent ignorance.
I'm doubting Thomas in the play. The disciple that needed to see the holes in Jesus' hands and feet to believe.
He paused for a moment, then sat up in his seat. Karina felt that if he could, he would be looking at her dead in the eyes.
Did you know Earth came preloaded with its own resurrection protocols? I mean, in plants and humans? Of course she knew. She spent years of schooling accumulating debt just to find out. We have cells in us that can make organs on command. Imagine if we can control them with our minds. Like if we had enough faith and discipline to flip on the switch wherever they are needed. The same way a plant grows a new leaf where the old one broke off. It's cool to think a resurrection could happen the same way. He finished with a smile, highlighting his final adult tooth growing in, and slid back into the seat, pulling his VTE 15 Pro phone from his pocket to entertain himself the rest of the way. At the Patty's Burgers drive-thru, Karina sat in awe, admiring her brother's childlike faith with a smirk and shake of her head. She mimicked her past response in the present moment while walking down the alley filled with overgrowth. Disbelief held her tongue and twisted her head from side to side. Doubt painted a fragile smile on her face, one put there solely to defend the crumbling facade of her current reality. At the end of the alley, it became clear to Karina why she was drawn to this place. That fateful conversation featuring Javier's enlightened imagination was a catalyst Karina needed for a breakthrough discovery she was researching at her job. She ruminated over the fact that all life on Earth was encoded with its own resurrection protocols. Hurt things don't have to stay hurt, and dead things could live again. Javier had to order for her when they went to Patty's Burgers and Fries drive-thru, a number 2 with loaded fries, her favorite. As she contemplated the stem cells responsible for regenerating the roots of plants below ground and their counterparts programmed within humans.
"Whoa, you work here?"
Javier said as an echo of the past continued to play in Karina's head, while her eyes widened with wonder upon seeing her former place of employment for the first time in 10 years. The Axiom Research Agency. A blackened glass cathedral structure covered with vines and overgrown weeds stood like an abandoned castle. Certainly a long-lost wonder of the world. A single entrance remained uncovered, unlike the other 6 or so doors encased behind a decade's worth of unkept branches. But the doorway looked propped open from where Karina stood at the bottom of the stairway.
"What do you do?"
Javier asked as he stuffed his mouth with a French fry, following his sister up the stairs. His footsteps in the past echoed with Karina's, who cracked the leaves underfoot while she made her way upward. "Come on, I'll show you." Karina mouthed to herself in the current moment, reciting the forgotten lines from her scripted past. She found herself at the rusted doorway. Vines decorated around the handle as padding hinted that this abandoned monolith may be home to one or many. Karina wasn't able to detach from the past pulling her forward. The whispers from a day lived long ago continued through Karina's head as she crossed the threshold.
"This place is so cool,"
Javier muffled with wonder while piling French fries in his mouth. Back then, the lobby of the Axiom Research Agency was laced with pristine marble floors, a central area filled with many objects encased within glass displays like a museum. Enlarged fruit, such as grapes and oranges the size of basketballs, tennis shoes with the soles corroded, supposedly from the owner running up to 60 miles an hour on the highway. An undying prayer plant separated from water whose roots continued to grow and sway. Now, the lobby was covered in layers of dust. Shadows stretched across the room like blackened fingers from a giant as the silhouetted vines draped over the glass panels above. This right here is called the Axiom Museum. It's where some of the weird of Cardinal Wood gets put on display. "What grade are you in now?" Karina asked, weaving around the display cases.
6.
"The schools in the county take the 7th graders on field trips here all the time. At least that's when I think they show up. All kids look the same after 5 till 15. "You probably got a year for the full tour," Karina answered, stopping at an elevator. She pressed the call button to go to the lower levels and noticed a brief smear of disappointment rub across Javier's face. You know, I can bring you to work one day in the next 2 weeks and give you a tour myself. I just have to ask Mom and Dad first. Javier's excitement quickly returned as creases from his smile puffed up his cheeks.
Really?
Yeah, why not? It'll be fun. Footprints other than Karina's were etched into the dust-covered floor. They marched past the out-of-order elevator towards a staircase by his side going downward. She followed them as the last rays of light from above were engulfed by the shadows, until a few steps into the stairwell revealed legacy VTE portable lights hanging from the wall. A battery-powered light source, circular in appearance and large as a hand, hung ready to guide her descent. Karina's returning memories evolved, growing from tiny separate embers into a connected wall of fire. Wise overlapped with winds. As she descended the stairwell, a special place in her heart ignited into an inferno. Javier's resurrection thesis made it all click when she brought him down to her lab all those years ago. I'm researching a new mineral we discovered in Cardinal Wood, Karina said, connecting thoughts out loud to Javier as the elevator reached the basement level of the ARA. The urgency or the anxiety of the task at hand returned at the buzz of the elevator. The time she could have spent solving her issue was spent ordering burgers and talking about resurrection theory. Resurrection, Karina said out loud at the bottom of the staircase. A final portable light positioned over the exit beamed on her face. Its base form, the Axiom particle. Karina's past continued to echo as she entered the remains of the ARA lab. Was discovered decades ago. You know they teach us this in school, right? How the discovery of the Axiom particle changed the world. The once unknown catalyst of the creation, blah, blah, blah. Javier jested, tossing his empty bag of fries in the trash. But what about this new stuff? Memories and the present moment folded on top of each other like patterns of a quilt's fabric, stitched together by time and space. Karina weaved around the ARA lab, one foot seated on the dusty, dimly lit tile, illuminated by the scattering portable lights around the room, the other foot trailing along the past, pristine floor. White lights illuminating the room matched the excitement radiating from Javier's eyes as he followed behind. The Axiom particle has created the moment where the dual properties of light and its separate particle and wave forms intersect, Karina whispered to herself, continuing the explanation Javier's past self interrupted while creeping through the dimly lit ARA laboratory. Pieces of paper imprinted with scribbles of Karina's handwriting laid unfolded and scattered across tables in the room. Her notes. You see? This is the first time we get to observe properties of the Axiom particle above the atomic level. And you gave me a great baseline on where to start. Really? How? Javier asked, distracted with awe by the beeps buzzing from the various machines and monitors. Resurrection. It is built in the very fabric of every atom of all things, from plants to humans. Stem cell research can confirm that for you. What if the Axiom particle is the catalyst of all existence? With all the weird, common to Cardinal Wood, the constant is that it all can be explained as an exaggeration of life. And if you start the Axiom theory there, then what the Axiom mineral is capable of is limitless. In the cold, dark moment of the now, standing in the shadows of the abandoned ARA lab, Karina finally deciphered the message her past transmitted forward. Energized by the golden glow of the Axiom minerals spread throughout the courtyard, electromagnetically vibrating in tune with the pulse of her thoughts and pump of her heart, she found herself resurrected from her own converted grave, right in the middle of the scientific breakthrough she made 10 years prior, just before the conversion. just before the EIE stole her identity. A sudden shift behind her knocked a stack of papers to the floor. Karina turned around, startled to see movement in the shadows. A figure forming out of the dark corner. "You made it, sis. You're home now," Javier said, stepping forward into the glow of the portable lights. To be continued.
Wow. Whoa. What an ending. We're not done yet. This is just the end of this episode. Karina just linked up with her brother after drifting through the converted city of Cardinal Wood, stumbling upon her old place of work, which happened to be the ARA. And if you've read Axiom of Cardinal Wood's story, you know what the ARA is. Oh my gosh, are we universe building now? Oh man. But that is going to continue for years to come, because you're like, oh, what's going on with these timelines? All right, man, I'm getting ahead of myself. But just stay tuned, y'all. The story will continue next week. You'll find out what this family reunion will bring and what's going on, you know, with the EIE. You know what I'm saying? Just know. This is a story. And so tell me where you think this is going. You can reach out on 101pieces.net. Sign up so you can stay up to date with all the posts on Pens with Bullets, the blog where these short stories are at. You can also chat with me on the Let's Chat, Let's Talk button on the bottom right side of the website. You hit that up and, you know, I'll speak to you, ask me a question, or you can post a question on the blog. That'd be cool. Y'all start posting comments and questions within the posts, just to let me see y'all reading it, man. You know what I mean? Let me see what if you got a question or you want to say, like, yo, why'd this happen? Just start having a conversation there. That'd be cool. And I just want to tell y'all I appreciate you listening. And if anything, if you're enjoying it, that's awesome. Just know I'm having fun over here. So that's all that matters. If you want to just listen to somebody having a good time, hey, that's cool too. I appreciate y'all. God bless. And see you next week. Peace.